I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Jesus' response to Simon Peter's unprompted and rather rapid confession to being a sinful man. Do not be afraid. The command not to be afraid or to fear not is not uncommon in Scripture. At the Annunciation, Mary is told, fear not. The shepherds in the fields are told not to be afraid. Time and again, those who find themselves, who recognize themselves to be so closely in the presence of the divine, time and again, they need the reassurance that there is no need to fear. Fear is a complex quality, swirling with emotions and pointing to real or imagined terrors. And it is in that mental confusion which can so often hold us back from being the person God has intended us to be. Devoid of fear, nothing can stop each of us becoming one in the true vine with Christ, where we will all bear much fruit. Jesus has the power and authority to change people's lives, to give us courage to take risks, to go into the deep waters and reap what was previously unimaginable in terms of rewards. But only if we accept his invitation not to fear. The ordinariness of the situation in which Jesus calls the first disciples, fishermen washing their nets after a long day's work, the mundaneness of the task could not contrast more strongly with the joys and reward the disciples will obtain when they are liberated from fear. They will gladly leave behind the known security and safety of the familiar shallows and venture into the depths with Jesus. And we, if we are to act out our Christian calling, we too simply need to do what Jesus instructs us, to banish fear, to go to the deep waters and have the courage to put down our nets there, not knowing, but more importantly, unafraid of what we might find. Like the disciples, our vocation comes in the midst of everyday life. Our journey with Christ is not confined to moments of worship or formal moments of praise. He is in the midst of us always. We have to be open to the voice of the stranger calling us. We cannot passively submit to a vocation, but we must be alert, with ears tingling to God's call. And then, like Simon Peter, present ourselves to God, and after confession, become fearless. Father Timothy Radcliffe, the wonderfully engaging theologian and Dominican friar, believes, without doubt, as we should, that Christianity can make significant differences in our world today. He rejoices in the way in which it invites us to a way of life that should be puzzling and intriguing. We should be a sign of hope in the world, which has lost its utopias. We are invited to embrace the radical freedom of Christ and to enjoy, even now, some of the foretaste of the happiness for which we are made. If these qualities are not found among us, then, argues Father Timothy, that it may be because we are afraid. We fear to embark on the true pilgrimage to God. It is fear that may prevent us from enjoying the full freedom of giving our lives away, knowing that we may be hurt. The angel appeared to the woman at the empty tomb on Easter morn and says, "Do not be afraid." But it was their fear that blinded the woman to the meaning of the empty tomb, and they said nothing. If we are to display true Christian faith and principles, we need to inhabit a living that is courageous, liberated by Christ's command not to be afraid. We need to take strength and fully live the life that is intended for us. In priestly ministry, I frequently refer to a quote attributed to Saint Augustine. "There is nothing sadder in God's eyes than a life not fully lived. There is nothing sadder in God's eyes than a life not fully lived." I find it wonderfully uplifting, and it is, in essence, an encouragement to each of us to go out and live fully with heart fear and with God's approval. God has given each of us our gifts, talents, and circumstances. It is up to us to use and enjoy them fully. Implicit in the reassurance that we should live fully is the optimistic acknowledgement that we should not be wrapped up in fear and in the past. We should be able to cast off concerns about how we may have acted or thought in the past, or how we may have lived our lives, at times perhaps not so goodly full as God may have wished. In a meaningful relationship with God, we must live with heart fear and recognize that, like Simon Peter's spontaneous confession to Christ, the past is the past, and to live fully, we should live in the present and future in fearless harmony and union with the divine. I was reminded by an interview on the Today programme last week of the Irish poet Seamus Heaney's last work to his wife Mary before he died. He was on his way to hospital where he would die, and he texted Mary two words in Latin, "Noli timere," do not be afraid. Few people know more of the power of words in simplicity than Heaney, and his wife before her death spoke of the liberating comfort those words gave her. Noli timere, do not be afraid. In fact, the words had such an impact on one artist who heard the story that "Do not be afraid" is written in 6-foot-high letters on the gable end of a terrace in central Dublin. The sentiment is now so ingrained in the psyche of Dublin that when the letters become faded or damaged or covered with graffiti, they are refreshed voluntarily by locals. We are born of God and return to God. Throughout our earthly lives, it is up to us to banish fear and to find the person God has truly made, truly called us to be. That journey is one of the greatest joys of Christian life. It may be at times also a great frustration. But it starts by the accepting that we can each live a fearless life if only we trust in God Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Noli timere. Amen.